This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Jill Wins, who is an expert on federal, state, and local education policy. She's the past president of the California School Boards Association, a past president of the San Francisco Unified School District, and has been very active in national and state legislation. And so a perfect person to talk about what is happening in Washington, and what is this big debate about the future of public education in the United States? Now, Jill, what does the federal government actually do relating to education?
Well, the federal government's role has traditionally been support for special populations of kids, trying to level the playing field and give more opportunity where there are not enough resources. So that mainly has been that they give extra money to support kids who are poor and needier and what they need in school, mostly through Title I. And additionally, in recent decades, they have passed laws and supported programs for disabled kids through in special education through IDEA. So that's the traditional role. And then recently, in the last Bush and Obama administrations, there's been this tension about whether the feds are basically trying to use the tail to wag the dog. They're 7 to 8 or 9% of education dollars that school districts have, and kind of using No Child Left Behind, notably, to sort of say, but we're going to tell you everything you have to do in the sort of test-based accountability system.
And so just recently, No Child Left Behind has been left behind, and there is a new Every Student Succeeds Act. And essentially the big change was decisions that used to be made in Washington have been pushed down or let loose to the local school districts and states, more flexibility at the local level.
Yeah, that's the theory. And there, the same tension still exists because the Department of Education is in the process now of developing regulations for ESSA, the new law, that will try, and they're trying to kind of take back some of the power to sort of say, well, we're going to put in a lot of very strong regulations so that, you know, the how much power gets devolved to the states and to the local school districts is still up in the air, which will be very interesting with the Trump administration coming in. And I think that the Republicans, who now control all branches of the federal government, have a bit of a kind of schizophrenic tension within their own party, that between we want to make you do things, particularly urban school districts, their target, I think, a lot, and also their genuine belief in local control and wanting to let local school boards and school districts and states make more decisions. So I don't think we know yet. We'll have to see what happens.
A couple of the issues that were affected were what kind of standards do school districts have and how do you test?
Well, you know, there's a big issue. In fact, in my view, as far as I remember, the only time that the incoming president-elect mentioned education in the whole campaign was in stating his opposition to the Common Core State Standards. I actually think that's a mistake. I think the Common Core State Standards are a good thing. They have shown in the places where they're serious about implementation, like California and really like San Francisco, that it actually is a good step in the direction that we would support to more teacher-directed, less standardized, less test-based curriculum and teaching. And everybody says it's a difficult transition, but important, and actually gives you better quality instruction and learning. So we will see about what they do about that. We don't know. And then also those states that for political purposes only are proposing to abandon the Common Core State Standards are now starting to argue about the assessments too, even though we're just beginning to see the results of those assessments, which in California have been actually quite good, surprisingly.
And so when we talk about assessment, it's a big word for tests. How do you decide how well schools are doing?
Right.
And it used to be, or in many cases still is, that a test is the decider. But what's happening is that the indicators, the criteria for success is now being broadened, at least in California.
Well, we hope that's true.
I
think that our state is kind of at the forefront, and actually our district is, of trying to come up with something that has been very cavalierly thrown around as a term in recent years, which is to use multiple measures for judging how schools and even how students are doing and how teachers are doing in their instruction. So we will see how that is. So the state now, we are, I think, one of the most exciting things, which, again, some people in Washington have said, even Democrats, oh, that's kind of fluff and not really important, is that we are trying now in our state to come up with a standard or a measure of social emotional learning. That is, how are kids doing? Not just what you can read on a test score, but how are they engaged in learning? How does their life experiences and circumstances affect the way they learn and what the outcomes may be? That's really important. And we are working on that, and there is real progress being made here, particularly in California.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW. And joining me is Jill Wins, who has been president of the California School Boards Association, the San Francisco Unified School District, talking about what's happening in public education nationally and here in California. And so let me throw out the word that everyone's tossing around, vouchers. What's the big debate?
Well, that's the other big question now. So we've talked about the sort of traditional role of the federal government, how that's been evolving. Now the question is, will the federal government have a role at all? And it appears as though, it appears as though the incoming administration and the incoming presumed Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, are interested in, and this is something they actually said in the campaign, dismantling the public school system. They plan to do that first by expanding charter schools and expanding vouchers, which she is a strong supporter of, even more than most others in the Republican Party. And first, they think if they privatize as much as they can, kind of erode the power of public schools to keep their students, then in the end, they'll be able to dismantle the public school system. This is something that, in my opinion, we all should really be organized to oppose and to say, America is dependent on a strong public school system. We know that from history. We know it today. Still, more than 90% of all the students in the country go to public schools, publicly managed, publicly governed schools. And we need to keep that system strong in order to keep our democracy strong.
So keeping that system strong, there's a lot of research that actually tells us how to keep that system strong. And we have a number of states that are doing a terrific job of having successful graduates. What are those components? And do vouchers even fall within that list?
No, actually, all the data tells us that we know what works. We know that really excellent teaching is essential. So we should be investing in training more teachers, in better training for teachers, and in paying teachers more so that those that are the best and all of the teachers that we need stay committed to the public school system. In addition to that, we know that there are a lot of other things that work. We know that a lot of the things that we've been doing here and that across the country are getting a lot of attention, things like community schools that provide other services, health services, mental health services, social services that kids and their families need. We know that health services, connections to them or actually providing them is very important. We know that expanding the curriculum beyond the very narrow test-based curriculum that we've had in recent years, so making sure that art instruction, that librarians, that those things we have in San Francisco, that counseling, that changing the behavioral system so that we get to one which is a restorative in nature, not punitive, those things all really help. And as well, we know that we need to do more in the area of what we now call career technical education or giving kids real-world experiences. We know those things work. We know those things, by the way, have been researched and exist primarily in the public school system, not so much in the schools that in charter schools or in particularly a lot of the religious-based schools that voucher proponents would send our kids to. So if we invest in those things, and by the way, those states to which you referred tend to be the highest spending states. They have the states with the highest per pupil expenditures also have the best outcomes. What a shock. we really know that investments work and that these truly are investments. They come back to us many times in the taxes that are paid by well-educated, successful, publicly schools-educated students. So that's what we should be doing. We know what works. And I would give the Obama administration kudos for actually supporting many of those things, expanding the responsibilities of schools, but also expanding the resources so that we can afford to do some of those things.
Just two other things to add to the list, early education and summer programs.
Absolutely. And in fact, I think that here in California, we see, and it's true at the federal level too, the real commitment to expanding early education and coordinating childcare with schools after. I'd add after school, something that's a big priority for me. All kids need well aligned and actually resourced after school programs now, and they should be part of the public school system. And that includes extending learning into the summer. And we know that kids not only need supervision, but they also need those kind of educationally enriching experiences all year round. So we've seen a lot, both in California and at the federal level, of the there's been a lot of rhetoric and some small investments, but now we have seen in recent years starting to see big investments and people really talking about changing things so that early education and other kinds of extended learning opportunities were not just available to a few, but really make them part of the system. So I would hope that would continue to be the case, that is something that the new administration will actually commit to, because those things are what is going to give us a good future for all our students.
I'd really like to thank Jill Wins talking about what are those big, important federal issues and the future of public education. This is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW.